Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
They've done a study or a survey, and they found that America is number one in this language category.
Redneck.
No, that's not quite right, but it probably has something to do with it. Hmm. It's actually a category of things that we say.
Hillbillery.
America swears more than any other country.
Watch out
that front door.
Yeah.
Good googly goo.
Researchers analyzed almost 2 million web pages, 340,000 sites, and over 1.7 billion total words, and they found the United States leads all other English-speaking nations in online cussing.
Online cussing.
Well, they think it probably translates to in person as well. They just don't have an easy way to guarantee that.
Well, and when you are spelling it out to prove a point or whatever, you're really thinking about that curse word. Like, yeah. A lot of times you'll watch a reel and someone might say it, but then you see somebody spell it out and you're like, wow.
And you know, when I scroll through social media and I see you post, not you in general, but if I see someone posting a lot of just bad words,
yeah,
I think less of
it. It looks trashy. It sounds trashy. I hear people curse like at Walmart, and I'm like, boy, it just sounds so common, redneck trashy. But then when I do it, it sounds kind of cool.
Yeah. But you know, you can do it in conversation, and it flows. But when you actually, like Nicole said, when you take the time to actually write out the word
with three exclamation points,
well, you got to pick those.
Yeah, that's just going to make sure they know you're really serious about it.
See, and then I will type the little bitty symbol. Exclamation point, the plus, and blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh. I like that better.
Here's some interesting news about this. The top three countries, the United States was number one. About one out of every 3,000 words we write is a curse word.
Wow.
The UK or Britain is next with one out of every 4,200 words. And Australia was third with one out of every 4,500 words. Now, what's interesting about it, Australia's mad about this.
Oh, really?
They think they should be first.
They eat Vegemite. They should be.
Yes.
That would make you cuss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they actually did a pretty in-depth study. They even looked for misspellings, like if someone had wrote a word with two U's instead of one, maybe spreading it out like, instead of just the... Or maybe a typo.
Yeah, what happens with the word duck?
Duck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if they count a duck or not.
Yeah, they should.
If it had as an ing, then you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. But they said that Australians may be more conservative when they write things down, but not as much face-to-face. But they're upset. They're upset that they weren't number one.
Wow.
And I say that's just too darn bad. I have to keep it family friendly.
Yeah, I got you.
But that is an interesting thing for us to be number one in.
But you know, America comes in last place so much, you know.
It's nice to come in first.
It's good to, you know, yeah. You got to feel good about ourselves.
I wonder if you went by state, usually we're in the bottom of a lot of things in South Carolina.
True.
Thank God for West Virginia and Mississippi. But I wonder how we would rank on that, too. I don't know if they studied the states.
I don't know. I think we got some Southern hospitality around
That's
here.
True. You know, we might cuss, but we'd do it behind their back, and then we'd say, bless your heart.
Like normal people.
Exactly. I mean, but I do have a potty mouth, and it is really hard for me to keep it professional a lot of times. But I don't write it out ever.
You scare me sometimes here.
Yeah. You should be scared.
Writing it out makes it kind of permanent, and it's... Because it's going to stay online. Whatever you put online is there forever. Whereas if you just yell it out, you can later go, I didn't say that. You're blanking the lion.
Blankety blank, blank, blank.
Yeah. I don't talk like that.
Maybe that's what we should be doing. Or you can cuss like me and just say, golly.
There you go.
Exactly.
I don't think they counted that.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
All right, girls, let's have a little talk here because I have the annoying things about women's clothing shared by women.
Okay.
Some guys can relate. Some may not be able to. But let's just see. And I thought this was kind of interesting. Of course, we had our makeup little thing we did for Torch Tuesday. Tom won, by the way.
Yes.
That's annoying. I will say, taking off makeup, if you have to do that every day, I would hate that.
It took me 3 days to get that eyeliner off.
Think about it. Women don't really have to take it off every time. They can kind of take it off, but if you got a little eyeliner left underneath, it's not the end of the world.
I know. I hate having leftover makeup on. I hate it.
Yeah, we did too for several days. I mean, I had eyeliner. I looked like a rock star wannabe.
Yeah, you did.
Because I tried to get the eyeliner off, and it just didn't come off easy.
All right, most annoying things about women's clothing shared by women: that the ripped jeans cost just as much as the non-ripped jeans.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like, okay.
And tiny little pockets.
I invent my own ripped jeans. I buy them and they're not ripped, but I wear them out so much they become ripped, and then people are like, oh, I like your jeans.
Mine rip in the back pocket. Like, that's always, and so then my wife's like, I can see your underwear. And she's like, I'm like, well, I'll just wear a long shirt because I still like these jeans.
I realize the jeans I have on, they're old, and I realize there's a little hole right around my back pocket, and I have red underwear on today.
Uh-huh. I know.
No. This is about the girls. Once again, the most annoying things about women's clothing.
All right, we'll shut up.
No, you can. You mentioned the pockets. No pockets or bad quality pockets are what the girls complain about.
Yeah,
I complain about that because my friends will say, here, will you hold my phone and my keys? And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh.
Bring a purse.
Yeah, well, I feel like that is kind of why they make such small pockets. And so that way we buy purses to put all of the stuff in. Yeah.
Or shove it in your bra, like some women do.
There you go.
Sizes. They wish that sizes would be consistent across brands because it's confusing.
Awful.
That's your own fault, though, because they want those vanity sizings.
They're awful.
Like, oh, I couldn't possibly be a 9. I know I'm a 3. And so then they're like, all right, let's make the 3s and 9s now. And that way they'll be able to feel good.
Okay, they mentioned when pants or shorts fit your legs but not your waist.
Yes.
So
that's the other thing, because like sometimes we got big booties, and then it fits your booty but it doesn't fit your waist, and then vice versa.
Like, I don't know how they make jeans for women, because women have so many different booty to leg ratios.
Yeah, for sure.
It's
absolutely.
Like you see all kinds of differences, and some of them I don't know how they got in or how they're getting out of those jeans.
Well, a lot of times, like, you have to buy, the jeans are expensive, and then you got to spend, like, $70 to get them, like, hemmed and tailored to your body.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. So then they end up being, like, so much money.
But ones I see, I don't think they got any customizing. I think they just shoved it in until it fit.
So you lie back on the bed?
Yeah.
Yes. Have a friend come over?
Bulging.
But, like, Beyonce said it, like, if you don't jump to put jeans on, baby, you don't feel my pain. Like, you know, you got to jump to get them bad boys on.
Yeah. Doing some exercises.
That's right.
Okay, they mentioned see-through shirts that they actually love because you can see through, I guess. You got to wear 2 shirts so they don't see through to see the bra or whatever.
Yeah.
Is that annoying?
Well, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or you just wear a nude bra.
Okay.
I mean, don't you know ahead of time if it's see-through?
Well, sometimes if you take a picture, like you could look fine, and then you take a picture, and then the flash, and you're like, well, okay, there we go. Here it is.
And along the same lines, I say dresses where you can see the bra is another thing that they hate.
It's super annoying.
That's another thing you knew when you bought it, though.
But it's like you hope that, maybe I have a bra at home that I could wear with this dress, but then you just have the strap showing, and then you don't ever wear it because you don't want your bra showing.
I thought that was the style now, to show your bra strap, because you see them everywhere you go.
Where are you looking?
The trailer park? On people's shoulders.
Yeah, that's usually where they are. My granny's was down her arm, but.
Oh. Around her knees.
There you go, granny. Thank you. Most annoying things, women. Most annoying things about women's clothing shared by women, they say buttons that never stay closed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because a lot of times, like, if you are larger chested and you try to button that and then it, like, puckers, and you're like, I can't wear this shirt. So then if you wear a bigger size, then it's too big everywhere else.
My jeans pucker. That's not good either.
It's like when you got, like, jeans cleavage, there's a problem right there. plus size clothes that have too much decoration on them.
Yeah, because then it's just like, why are we adding all this? Like, just chill it out.
Yeah. So.
What do you mean, like bling?
Flowers.
Or? Yeah. Juicy. The word juicy.
No, I don't think that's it. But like a flower pattern, or maybe it's a cloud pattern. Is that those cumulus clouds right there on your dress?
I see a storm coming.
Yeah. Another thing that the women are complaining about is scratchy tags.
Oh, that's everyone complains about.
I will cut them out.
Yeah, but sometimes then what's left is really scratchy.
I also cut the collar one time on my shirt.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I did that.
I got a little too close.
Don't you hate that, too? It's like you ruined the whole shirt trying to cut the tag out.
I still wear it.
Yeah. I do it with the kids because they hate the tags. But they don't want to take the pants off or the shorts off. And I'm like, hey, Dad, can you cut this tag out? That's dangerous. Just saying.
One little slip.
Yeah. Only happened a couple of times. So.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
It's vacation time.
Yeah.
Summer is just about here. People are booking their vacations, and I'm going to help you book the perfect vacation. You're going to want to take about 11 days in Charleston.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yes, and I'll tell you why.
Charleston.
Can I go to Gatlinburg, too?
They say the perfect vacation lasts 11 days and is 3 hours from home.
Okay, I can go to Smoky Mountains, too.
Yeah. So, it only takes you 3 hours to get there?
Yeah.
I would think with the way Asheville is, it would take longer.
Well, with that new road messed up on 40, it might take longer.
Cut through Hot Springs.
You can do it that way, too,
Yeah, poor Hot Springs. They got hit hard from the storm. I felt bad for them. But, Tom, I don't know anybody that takes 11 days.
Well,
usually you get a week off from work.
It's not easy, but that's the perfect vacation.
That's why everybody's angry. They don't get that extra.
You're probably right.
Now, if you could get maybe a Friday off and leave early, you could get at least, 8 days that way, maybe 8 or 9.
Well, I think they want, those days there, and then you come back for 2 or 3 days, because everybody always says when they come back to work, I need another vacation for my vacation.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's why 11 days there. You don't actually stay at that place for 11 days.
Now, this is crazy. That perfect trip is going to cost you, they say, an average of $8,800 a person. Apparently, that 3 hours could be a flight as well. So maybe you're paying for a group of 4 or 5 people. Even so, we went to Italy for less than that a person. It was like 5 or 6 a person at most. That was you got plane tickets are almost $4,000 of that.
Oh my goodness!
To go overseas.
Yeah.
And then you got hotels and all of your expenses.
I'll go ahead and admit that when I went to Smoky Mountains, it was about that same price for my gas.
yeah,
and a Dollywood.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
I thought you were saying $500 a person.
Oh gosh, I wish.
Yes, and I'm like, well, I paid more than that when I went to.
Yeah,
Italy,
no. They say that most people look for someplace with a beach. Another half of them like the great outdoors. 40% like major cities or historical locations, and 31% like outdoor attractions and landmarks, whatever that might be.
I think 11 days is too long.
No.
Because if you think about it, even when you go stay with your parents or something, and you're in their third night of getting in that bed that's not yours, and it becomes this, torture bed that you're in.
Well, you're staying at your in-laws. I'm talking
my in-laws
or
my
your
mom.
Parents. That doesn't matter. They're going to hotels. They're going to nice places.
Still, but even the hotel beds, after 3 or 4 nights, you're like, it ain't my bed. And I just don't like it. And all of a sudden you wake up and your back's all cockeyed.
I get the best sleep in a hotel room.
Yes.
If I could have their mattress and pillows and bring home.
And their air conditioner.
Mm-hmm.
That one that's just right by the window and you just press the button and it gets cold.
Now, my snoring friend in the bed next to me gets on my nerves.
Right.
I try to get my own room now.
Right.
I can't share a room much anymore.
I don't like it. I like my own bed.
I could live in a hotel.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, actually, I'm with you, Cato.
Yeah.
They keep it clean for you.
Yeah.
And it's nice. It's the right size. You don't need any extra space more than that. You got the TV right in front of the bed. It's perfect.
Yeah. But I realized going to Cancun with friends that like to have a good time, we were there for a week, and I realized 4 or 5 days is probably all I need.
Yeah, because
before I have to go to the hospital.
Well, okay, when you get a big group like that, it's like, hey, you got some people don't want to go out, see the sights, and do all that, and some of them wants to just stay by the pool and party.
Yeah, right.
Some, like Tom, just want to stay in their room and look out the window.
I don't look out the window.
I'm sorry. He surfs the internet on all the pictures of the city he's staying in.
I've learned how to shut that curtain so it's black in there, man.
Yeah.
I'm like a vampire.
Yeah, I ain't looking out the window. I'm not enjoying my vacation.
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So, if you were hiring someone to clean your home, would you tidy up before the person came, the maid or maid service came to actually clean your house?
I can answer this.
Okay.
Because I got my wife, I told her every 2 weeks we could have someone come in for a couple hours.
Uh-huh.
And we clean before they come. I hate it. The whole point was to have them clean, and now I'm paying someone to come in and make me clean my house before they come.
I can't let them see this house. This is so messy right now. You guys, let's clean it up.
Yeah. And my wife loves the fact that she tells us, she's like, y'all's is one of the cleanest houses I come to.
Oh.
I'm like, she's just saying that. We're pigs.
That's pretty funny.
But I have several friends that have cleaners come in, and I'll be talking to them. They'll be like, get in there and clean your room. The cleaners are coming tomorrow.
Exactly.
And I'm like, yeah.
That's what my wife says to me.
But why?
53% of people said yes, they would actually clean their house before they had the maid service come. 14% said maybe. And then 33% said no, that's what we're paying them for. So only 33% really have the right take on this maid service.
That's what I tell my wife.
Yeah.
But now what are they cleaning? Because I can understand if they're not going to do baseboards and you clean your baseboards, although I've never done that.
It's I don't think they do the baseboards, but neither do we. But it's like you have to tidy up so they can clean the stuff that would have been covered by your untidiness.
Yeah. All right, let's take it a step further. Let's say you're going to get your hair cut. Would you wash your hair before you go in to get your hair cut?
No way.
No, because when you get color, a lot of times they put that color in when your hair's dry.
Not that you are coloring your hair.
I mean, my mom's a sister.
Right.
Here, so that's how I know.
You're a natural blonde, aren't you?
I pay for this natural blonde.
60% said yes, they would wash their hair before they go get their hair cut.
No way. That's part of the service, and I don't want to forget or miss out on it.
It just depends on how dirty your hair is. Us girls can go for a while without washing our hair.
I know. Y'all are crazy.
So if it's like nasty, you're like, you're going to go ahead and wash it first?
Yeah. If there's some crud built up in there, critters living, you never know. Got to wash the nails.
You're gross.
Yeah, that's gross to me. You're supposed to be sugar and spice and everything nice.
Yeah, but she's stinky.
Yeah, for sure.
But keep in mind, it depends on where you're going, too. Because like my salon, they'll wash and dry your hair or whatever. But like Great Clips, that's extra charge to wash your hair.
Is it? Because most of those places, they'll wash it for you.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, get this. 95% of Americans say they brush their teeth before they go to the dentist.
Well, yes. I hope so.
I'm lost.
95%. That means 5% is just showing up going, hey, you're going to get your money's worth today.
It depends on, like, if you are going at 3 in the afternoon, it may not be as convenient for you to do that. You have to leave work, go down there or something.
See, I like to go home and brush and floss and do all that before I go. But I had an appointment right after work one day. I actually have now a toothbrush toothpaste in my backpack.
You know what I've noticed?
Just in case I never need to do that.
That doesn't get all the stuff out. You really have to get in there and floss to get out. Because you can brush your teeth and there's still stuff in there.
I got a piece of turkey up mine from breakfast this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Back there.
At least it ain't from Thanksgiving.
That'll be a snack for later. I don't see a point in cleaning your teeth heavily before you go to the dentist because that's what they're going to do.
Let me tell you, the one time I got my teeth cleaned and the hygienist said, you've been eating popcorn. I just found a hole in your teeth. And I had to sit there and think, I do not even recall the last time I had popcorn. So I make sure I floss before I go in.
All right. How about getting a physical? Do you shower before you go get anything done?
I shower before I go anywhere.
Yes.
No, because I usually leave right after work.
I mean, let's say you wake up.
Wait a second. So you don't shower before you come into work?
No, I shower before I come into work, but my yearly is right after work.
But you showered
there.
That morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you meant right before
I thought you were nasty.
Yeah.
Now, before my colonoscopy, I cleaned a lot better than I normally clean.
Well, they actually prescribe the stuff for you to do to really clean that area out.
Yeah. I mean, before any appointment that I'm going to, I'm scrubbing it up like it's going on eBay. I'm scrubbing this whole body up. Like, ain't no way.
Let's go ahead and get like the, it's like almost like going to Jiffy Lube and getting the 16-point check. Like,
absolutely.
Make sure I got everything clean there. But you think about this, 30% of the people said they don't shower before they go to the doctor's office.
That's why doctors charge so much.
Well, maybe they're not like taking their clothes off and everything. They're just doing, you know.
But still, you don't want to be stinky for your doctor.
But you think about some of this, it's like cleaning your car before you wash it. Like, would you do that? Like, you're going to get your car washed. I'm going to go ahead and clean it so they won't think so bad of me. Or, you know what, how about this? Let's go get something to eat. Well, let me eat first, and then I don't want them to think I eat all so much when I go to the restaurant. You see the point I'm making? It's like, you know, like cleaning your house before the maid service comes, or washing your hair before you go to the hairstylist.
Actually, I've done the restaurant thing. I because it's like you're going to a place that's a little expensive, and I'm not. I'm like, I don't want to spend a lot of money there.
Right.
So I'll eat a sandwich real quick and maybe get an appetizer there.
Yeah.
Oh, save a little money.
That's kind of smart.
Yes. I mean, if it's a restaurant, like I'm not craving and I don't want anything there, I'll eat before I go and get maybe an appetizer.
Unless it's a date and you're staring across the table and it's like, I'm just going to get some water and a salad. What do you want, dear?
Yeah.
You going to eat all that?
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hawk and I did a Zoom meeting not long ago with one of our clients. We were actually meeting with Big Air and talking about some of the stuff they have going on this summer. And when I do the Zoom meetings, I'm always torn between whether to put that cool backdrop where it looks like you're somewhere really fancy or just to let them see the back of your room.
See, I'm embarrassed of my...
house.
I need to paint.
Okay.
So I will. No, I won't turn the camera on unless I have to. And if I do, I just do the blurred background.
I'll be honest. I was impressed you were at Biltmore last time at that Zoom meeting.
I know. He got up there quick after the show.
But it isn't just the backdrop you have to worry about. You also worry about your clothes. And a lot of people joke around that, oh, I don't have to wear pants when I'm on a Zoom meeting. You know,
I don't.
You don't?
No.
Okay, well, you can get in a lot of trouble for that, just to let you know, because a guy just got fired after he did a virtual work call, and he wasn't wearing pants. He wasn't wearing underwear either, and he accidentally flashed his naughty parts when he closed his laptop screen part of the way.
Oh, no.
That's nuts.
Apparently, he just forgot that he didn't have underwear on, or maybe he didn't think his camera would do it, but he needed to adjust his computer cord, so he leaned forward and partially folded his laptop. So the camera pointed straight down and everyone saw his naughty bits.
Honestly, you know, put some underwear on at least. If you want to be comfortable in your house, don't just sit there. Because if you've got a shirt on, we all know this. If you are naked and you have a shirt on, if this feels weird, it doesn't feel natural. You're not going to do that all day long.
No.
Well, here's the best part. He tried to sue his own company afterwards.
Oh.
He first claimed it was racial discrimination. He was Indian. Then he tried to claim it was some other kind of discrimination. Then he said it was wasn't a work day, but it shouldn't count because he was on Zoom and not in the office or something. It all got thrown out, though, and he ended up getting sacked. So he lost his job.
I got you, Tom.
Because he basically showed everyone his privates.
I don't know if he got that. Everybody else did, though.
Yeah, they got sacked. But yeah, this whole thing is crazy that he tried to defend himself and even go after the company.
So you said the meeting was over.
No, the meeting was not
okay,
over.
Okay, so it was still going on.
It was still going on. He was trying to adjust his laptop and the power cord. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you almost wonder, like, was he really trying to do that, or was he really trying to show off his stuff?
Uh-huh. I mean, the time we've had Zoom calls, and I'm in my underwear, if I have to get up, I slide out of the chair to the left or right.
Right.
To get out of camera view.
Okay.
By the way, that's not coffee in that coffee mug either.
Okay. I'll be honest, I never do a Zoom call in my underwear. I might have a nice shirt on and then shorts.
Yeah.
But I'm wearing something under there because there's just too much risk of getting some kind of a bad... Plus, you see it all the time on these the reels and stuff where somebody is on the Zoom call for school back in the COVID era, and the mom comes by naked in the background.
I remember that video.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll never get that out of my eyes.
I think she'll remember it too.
Right. But apparently, this is something that people need to be reminded is if you are naked on Zoom, you run a big risk of losing your job.
Well yeah.
I'm always aware of it. I'm making sure that I don't flash anymore.
Well, I will say this. Now that I know that about you, I'm always going to be aware of it, too.
I might flash you.
If you flashed me, you probably flashed everyone.
And then, well, that's what Tom does. He'll send text while we're having the Zoom meetings and stuff and then make random comments. And so I don't want to do that with you, Cato, if you're going to do it on purpose. Look at that picture.
Well, Cato, you don't want to get sacked, so be sure and don't flash.
I'm looking for a raise, though.
I don't think that's going to get you. I'm afraid of what you're saying now.
I don't even
know. I might get into trouble.
Let's just stop. I mean, y'all had enough innuendos. And his was out your window.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.